the real gifts that are there all the time, the small things, the people we enjoy our lives with, and our dogs and our cats, and just the beauty of nature. And we seem distracted with that. And this book reminds us what, you know, the real gifts, you know, that it's our presence, not the presence at this time of year.
That's Patrick McDonald, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Patrick McDonald's award-winning comic strip, Mutts, has appeared in over 700 newspapers across 20 countries for 30 years. He's the author of several best-selling picture books, including Me, Jane, Hug Time, and A Perfectly Messed Up Story, just to name a few. He joins us to talk about the 20th anniversary edition of The Gift of Nothing and its new sequel, The Gift of Everything. Patrick, welcome to Conversations.
Happy to be here, Dan.
Now, you've been creating this Mutts comic strip for over 30 years now. So for those who might not be familiar with it, tell us about the comic strip and about the characters in it.
Sure. Well, Mutts is a combination of my love for the art of the comic strip and my love for animals. And in particular, I was heavily influenced by Peanuts and Crazy Cat and my own dog, Earl. And my own dog, Earl, was a funny, great Jack Russell Terrier that inspired me to finally do a comic strip. And it stars Earl the dog and Mooch the cat. So it's this interesting relationship between a cat and a dog and their friendship. But it's also about the bond we share with our animals. And everyone who has a dog or cat know how funny and how much personality they have. And the strip is also to promote compassion and empathy for all the animals on the planet.
And why do you think that this has remained so popular over 30 years? So what do you think that people love these characters so much?
Well, you know, I try to keep them as dog-like and cat-like as possible. You know, a lot of cartoon animals are just humans in dog and cat suits. So I think people respond to their own bond that they have with their dog and cat. And, you know, hopefully the strip's funny. I try to make it funny. So I think people relate to it the way they love their own dogs and cats.
And as you state, it's about our relationship with our animals, but also the relationship between these animals. But a lot of things you cover in your comic strip and in these books, which we'll talk about in a moment, is something that's applicable to all living beings.
I feel like that's a big part of Mutts. You know, I've gotten so much comfort and joy from Peanuts and other comic strips. I try to give that back. And I think there is a spirituality to the strip, you know, to promote kindness and empathy and to realize we're all sharing this beautiful planet together.
Let's turn our attention to these two books. One is the 20th anniversary edition of the book. So it's remained popular for all these years. It's The Gift of Nothing, and you've now created a sequel, The Gift of Everything. So tell us about these books.
Well, The Gift of Nothing was the first picture book I did, and it's obviously based on the Mutts characters. Actually, it was based on a two-week storyline I did in the newspapers about Mooch wanting to give his best friend Earl a gift. But Earl had a dog bowl and a chewy toy, so what do you give somebody who has everything? And then it's Mooch's journey during this hectic holiday season to try to find nothing when there's so many everythings everywhere. And it's sort of an inward book. You know, Mooch finds the stillness within and shares the gift of his friendship and his attention and his presence with Earl. So that was done 20 years ago. And last Thanksgiving, my niece Erin half jokingly said to me, "Well, you did a book on nothing. When are you going to do a book on everything?" And it was just a joke and we laughed about it. But boy, the idea stuck with me. And considering that the next year was going to be the 20th anniversary, I thought it would be fun to do a book about the gift of everything. And where the book of nothing is sort of an inward journey, the book of everything is more of a outward journey and to express the gratitude of just the miracle of existence and everyday living and, you know, the gift of everything that, you know, all the small things, the gratitude of and the grace of living on this planet.
Will you read a small portion of one of the books for us to give people a taste of what they'll find here?
Sure. I'll read The Gift of Everything, the latest one. And it's actually written in rhyme. It's funny. This is only the second book I've done in rhyme. But books, you start a book and they sort of tell you what they want. So this book told me it wanted to be in rhyme. So I'll read the opening section. It was a special day, and before it reached the end, Mooch hoped to get the perfect gift for Earl, his special friend. It had to be a winner. It had to be a wow. Mooch had to find it quickly. He had to find it now. Mooch found the perfect box and bow. That only took a minute. His problem, though, you have to know, was what should he put in it? Mooch searched his mind, but could not find a gift that was the perfect kind. So he looked in the closet. He combed through the den. He checked his treat jar again and again.
What I enjoyed about both of these books is it stresses the importance of attitude and perception in finding the good things in our lives. Because if you look hard enough, you find out, like in The Gift of Everything, that all this stuff is out there and they're all comprise our life and they're all really a gift if we look at them in the right way.
Yeah, I think especially in these days, you know, there's so many distractions and we forget about the real things, you know, the real gifts that are there all the time, the small things, the people we enjoy our lives with and our dogs and our cats and just the beauty of nature. And we seem distracted with that. And this book reminds us what, you know, the real gifts, you know, that it's our presence, not the presence at this time of year.
And in The Gift of Nothing, similar but different, we were seeing that there's so much that doesn't have value. And a lot of it's just distraction. You can see 100 different choices to watch on television, for example, but you say there's nothing to watch. Or in the story, the people come back from the store and say there was nothing to buy, but there were thousands of things they could have bought, but none of those things had meaning for them.
Again, it's a lot of distractions. And in The Gift of Nothing, Mooch finally gives up in trying to find something. And in giving up, he surrenders to the stillness that lays beyond all the noise and finds himself and shares that with his best friend. Yeah, no, I think it's an important message, especially at this time of year and especially during these times.
We talked about that these grew out of the Mutz cartoon strip. And from a creative standpoint, I'm curious about the challenge of creating a picture book versus creating that cartoon strip. How are those tasks sort of different for you?
You know, I love doing the picture books. You know, when you do a daily comic strip, it's every day. You know, it's always the same size, the same pen and ink. You have like 3-4 panels to tell a story. And with a picture book, everything's open. Like I can play with different mediums. But for instance, the Gift of Everything was done in color pencil, which I can't do in a comic strip. And it was a lot of fun to play with that medium. And then also just the length of the story, you know, with the daily comic strip, you know, stories are told with 3 panels. And in these books, it's like, you know, 30-something pages. So I really get to explore the stories and the personalities a little deeper. They're pure joy for me. And hopefully that shows in the books. But I totally have fun doing them. And hopefully people have fun reading them.
We talked about why you think people have enjoyed these characters for over 30 years now. But having a strip that long is a challenge. And how do you keep your interest in these characters? What inspires you to keep the story going?
You know, it is a challenge, but you have to have a lot of faith. You sort of get out of the way. Like when I write Mutz, I get out of the way and hopefully the universe comes in and tells me what to do. And also, you know, it's funny when you do characters for that long, it's a cliche that they write themselves. But, you know, like Mooch the Cat is just such a silly, fun character. I could just think of a situation and he'll tell me what he would do in such a situation. So it is helpful that they help you. You live with them long enough, you kind of know them. And they're all part of you. I mean, Charles Schulz used to say, if you read Peanuts, you know, each character is a part of them. And it is true. When you do something that often, it's just you try to get the best of yourself on the page. And you try to crack yourself up. And it's an amazing thing that humans can kind of make themselves laugh, that we can surprise ourselves.
Obviously, you have grown over those years. I'm wondering, how have the characters grown and evolved over those years as well?
You know, it's a funny thing when you do it every day. You know, it's not like a novel. It's not like you have a beginning, middle, and end. When you sit down, you write it. You know, it's more like life. It's just day to day. You take it day by day, and things change, and you don't even know they're changing. I mean, I'll mention Peanuts again. I mean, if you look at the early drawings of Snoopy, I mean, you know, Snoopy changed probably 50 times, but and same with Earl and Mooch. I look at the early Mutts, and I don't even feel like I drew them, you know, like, and I couldn't, you know, if you asked me, if you put a gun to my head and say, draw them like I did 30 years ago, I don't know if I could. It's a lot like life. The characters evolve the way you evolve. And for whatever reason, and if you study comics, I mean, Peanuts is an example, Crazy Cat's another example. The characters usually get a little more solid and a little heavier as they grow. And it's just like us, I think, that we get a little more solid and heavier. I think the early drawings are always a little more loose looking and things get a little more solid as they go. And I see that with Earl and Mooch. They were a little thinner and a little looser and they just get a little heft to them. I don't know why that is, but if you look at most comics, that's what happens.
Well, congratulations on this 20th anniversary edition and the new sequel. What's next for you?
You know, I'm excited. Next year, Abrams Books is putting out, we're going to start doing collections of every Sunday page. So, and we're starting with, obviously, the first 4 years. So there'll be two volumes out next fall, starting with the first Sunday page and going to the last one. And it's exciting, again, to look at those strips and put them together. And I'm writing introductions for them. And also, you know, in my title panels, I base it on famous art and book covers and stuff, and I'm giving a glossary in the back describing where I got all the title panels from, so that's something new.
The picture books are The Gift of Nothing and The Gift of Everything, written and illustrated by Patrick McDonald. Patrick, thank you for talking with me today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansasradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.